This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Thomas Lindahl, Paul Modrick, and Aziz Sankar are the winners of today's Nobel Prize for Chemistry. They figured out how cells repair broken DNA, which helps in the fight against cancer. Tomorrow, we'll know the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature. That's a topic some people, many European, are willing to wager on. The legality of doing so in America is murky at best. But a couple foreign bookmakers are taking bets. But how do they generate the odds? Marketplace's Annie Baxter has a look.
Journalist and prose writer Svetlana Alexievich of Belarus ranks high on lists at Ladbrokes, a bookmaker in the UK, and at Unibet Group, which is incorporated in Malta. David G. Schwartz is a gambling expert at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He says handicapping a given author just means that's who the bookmaker thinks the most bets will come in on.
They're not trying to predict the future. They're trying to predict the market in bets.
Ladbrokes spokesman Alex Donahue says the fellow who does that for the Nobel Lit Prize picks up on literary chatter in social media and blogs, where the consensus is building in favor of Alexievich.
She's been one of the favorites with people betting for a number of years now. So our assumption is that it should only be a matter of time before she wins.
Donahue says at this point there aren't any dark horses emerging, but he says a few years ago people started talking up Bob Dylan for the award, and he went from 100th on the list to the top spot. He didn't win. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.